Well, some good news on the economic front that here in the Hunter, we may be doing a little bit better than the rest of the nation, which is great to hear. And the last quarter figures are in. And to talk to us a little bit more about that from the Hunter Research Foundation Centre is Dr. Anthea Bill. Good morning, Anthea. How is the Hunter doing compared with the rest of the state?
Good morning, Mark. Well, the latest data that we have available, at the moment, is the data from the December quarter of the end of last year, so December 2016. And looking at that data, we seem to be doing quite well. It's a bit of a good news story, actually, for the region relative to the state. Obviously, this is just the data for that quarter, so we'll have to see what happens subsequently. But in the December quarter, we had some good labour market results. So we had almost 5,000 jobs generated in that quarter, and that followed a contraction in the September quarter. So we came back stronger in the December quarter. Our unemployment rate is now below the state. It's 4.6% compared to 5.1% for the state. And that's the first time our unemployment rate's been below the state since early 2014.
Well, this is fantastic news, particularly for those looking to get into or back into work. And I believe that a lot more full-time jobs are coming out as well, replacing part-time positions.
That's right. So the first part of 2016 was a story of shrinking full-time work opportunities and growing part-time employment opportunities. And that trend has been reversed in the December quarter. So we've seen more full-time jobs growth, but some falls in part-time jobs. So for males, there was actually a very small net loss in employment, but full-time jobs replaced part-time jobs over that period. The other sort of good news story for the labour market has been that youth unemployment has been falling. So it sort of peaked around 20%, very, very high 20% in November 2014. And it's come down to 8.5% in the December quarter. So that's now below the state rate of 12.6%. So a good news story potentially for youth within the Hunter. We know that some youth perhaps have withdrawn from the labour market, however, and that can give the unemployment rate a bit of a boost when people obviously withdraw from looking for work. So hopefully we'll see some labour market exits coming back in to search for work and young people getting work within the region.
A fair call, Anthea, but still dropping from 20% down to 8%, that is a massive improvement. What are we seeing that some of the factors are behind these findings? What's playing a part there?
There are some obvious sort of factors at play, you know, sort of nationally and within the region. We've had relatively good house price growth within the region over the year to date. So 7% across the region, 8.3%, a bit higher in Newcastle and Lake Macquarie, 6% in the Hunter Balance. And Cessnock and Port Stephens have performed really well. And then some of our local government areas in the Upper Hunter have not performed so well because they're still sort of tied into mining, sort of the mining industry. The ebbs and flows of the mining industry are at play here. So house prices are helping, low interest rates are helping, the lower dollar's probably helping exporters, but the uptick in commodity prices. So we've seen a 70% increase over the year in the price of thermal coal. So, I mean, that's obviously flowing through to our local economy, which is still, you know, very much connected in its supply chains to the mining industry, and it's probably providing some benefits in that sense.
A lot of different things at play there, and yeah. they are working for the Hunter, which is the best news of all. I'm gonna throw it out there though, Anthea. Looking forward into the big crystal ball, do we think that this positive trend will continue for the next quarter and beyond?
Yeah, well, we actually go out every quarter and talk to 300 businesses and 250 households within the Hunter, and we ask them about their expectations of the economy moving forward. Those measures are all up. So the household measure is the best it's been since 2011, and the business measure is the best it's been for 3 years since the wind back in mining investment started to impact on the region. So Hunter households and businesses seem to be optimistic. But other clouds on the horizon might be things like whether house prices are going to stay up, whether commodity price movements are temporary. You know, certainly the Reserve Bank seems to be worried about how high house prices are and whether there's a bit of a bubble in the Sydney and Melbourne housing market. So,
and of course, with house prices going up or down, some people happy and some people not so happy. But that's another story for another
Absolutely.
Day, Anthea.
Yeah.
With a bit of luck, the next couple of quarters, we can look ahead and say, wow, the Hunter is still doing really, really well. I'm sure it will, Anthea. Thank you for your time this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you.